Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. I'm excited to share another great guest with you on the show today. Today, my guest is Veronica Tagalava, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in just a moment. But first, I want to sort of set the stage again and remind all of us that, at least in my mind, being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. And perhaps that's why you've decided to join us here on the show tonight. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. I am so glad you're here. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. And I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time with us here on the show. You know, time is our most precious asset. And I always want to make sure that you know that this time is value-packed so that you feel that your time was well spent. Now, I'd love to know what you think about the show, or if you have ideas for future guests or future topics. But please, you know, subscribe, rate, review, leave me a message either on BonnieGressel.com, and the link is below, or on the show page if you're listening on iTunes. You can also find me on Facebook. Today, you know, kind of we're still at the beginning of the year. 2016 has just recently started. And last week I mentioned that creating a mindset for success is going to be our sort of theme for the rest of the year. Because I don't know about you, but I know for me, I took a lot of classes in the beginning and learned a lot of things. But you know what? Mindset really wasn't addressed. It was how to do things, and I've learned how to do a lot of things, but it wasn't until later that I sought out separate individual coaching for the whole mindset piece. Because if that's in place, if you have a mindset for success, then everything else works. If you don't, it may be a struggle. In fact, chances are it will be a struggle. So that's why I wanted to devote the whole year, really, to mindset. And what a better way to start than starting with us. Today, my guest is going to talk about her journey and the book that she's written on self-love. Because I think self-love, or at least self-acceptance, but really, if you can get beyond just accepting who you are, and some people, that's a struggle for some people. But getting to that place where you can truly be your authentic self, be comfortable in your own skin, that will give you the confidence to build the business you want. And people, you know, people can tell if you're being your authentic self or not. So I'm so glad to share with you some of Veronica's wisdom and her insights, because I think it's really important to get that sort of mindset in its proper place in the beginning. Because otherwise, you know, things can become somewhat of a struggle. So let me introduce Veronica Tagalava to you. She's an inspirational speaker, life coach, and founder of The Real Us. She's the author of the award-winning bestseller, The Love Mindset. Veronica helps cultivate self-love, heal mental and emotional suffering, and develop healthy self-care habits that build deeper relationships with others and unleash everyone's potential to change the world, because we all have that potential to change the world in some way. And I think Veronica's work really helps people get to that place.
Veronica, so I am so excited that you've taken time out of your busy day and traveling all over the world to share with us here on the show tonight. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you are. You know, Veronica, you have, quite a journey and story and so much that you've done, you know, even in such a few years. Would you share with our listeners tonight a little bit about all of, I mean, everyone's got life experiences that sort of bring them to who they've become today. Could you share a little bit about your journey that brings you to the Veronica you are today?
Sure. You know, every time somebody asks me this question, I have to abridge it more and more. Just such a fan of doing things. I started this journey sort of accidentally about 3 years ago, actually 3.5 years ago now, by having a mental breakdown, actually. And my mental health just fell apart, and it was not a good time in my life. I was in college for a program that had nothing to do with writing and had nothing to do with being a life coach or a speaker. And I had run my body, my mind, everything into the ground. I mean, I was suicidal. I was addicted. It was a really dark time in my life. And a breakdown really makes you reevaluate a lot of things. It really makes you reevaluate the purpose of life and your relationship with yourself. So I think that was a part of my experience where I really went into the cocoon and kind of worked through some of my own inner, deeper issues. And I emerged close to a year later, actually, and decided that I loved writing, you know, and writing was a really big part of my life. And I decided to write about something that I'd experienced, and I had experienced this thing, you know, and I didn't know what it was called, and I was pretty into academics at the time, and I didn't really understand how to categorize it. So I was just kind of flopping around like a fish without water, and I kept writing and writing, and, you know, eventually I just wrote this book, and the book was about self-acceptance, and it was about love, and everything just unfolded from there. The more that I taught people, the more I learned about myself, and the more I learned about myself, the more I could teach people, and, you know, now it's just blossomed into this big thing, and I'm doing so much. But I think, as you said before, the core of it was really, really learning to accept myself and now sharing that with other people.
Oh, yeah. And you have done, I mean, I'm just amazed. I was looking at some of your things on your website and all of the little communities that you have created on Facebook. Oh, my goodness, you're into like everything and, you know, the real us and all of that. So how did that all, I mean, how did that all come about? That's a lot of different things. And do you sleep? I mean, do you ever sleep?
Oh my gosh, you would be surprised how much time I spend on self-care. Like, you would really be surprised how often I'm just walking or taking a yoga class or reading a book. You know, it's funny because there's 24 hours in a day, right? And I tend to have really big ideas, and I think the only thing that really sets me apart from the person that I was maybe 3-4 years ago when it comes to my creativity is that when I have a really good idea, I just start working on it like the next day, you know? So I had this idea for the 30-day self-love challenge and to do 30 days of video tasks about self-love, and the next and started writing it, you know? And then 2 months later, there it was. Like, I was ready to do it. And then I got this idea to make a Facebook community for it. And the next day, you know, I went on Facebook and I was like, how do you make a Facebook group? So I just have these ideas. And then if they're really good, then I either implement them right away or I write them on my to-do list so that I always have to look at them. And I don't really try to stress myself out, but I do make sure that when I think of something good, I bring it into fruition because I don't really want to look back and say, oh, I really wish I would have done that. You know, I really wish I would have provided that service or brought those people together or gone out there and said that thing, right? I really seize those opportunities.
Oh, yeah. You know, don't want any regrets at the end of the path, the end of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't do. Oh, gosh. So, you know, it's been an evolution, but it sounds like a really fast evolution because I think I had you on my other show just a couple of years ago, I think when your book came out, and it sounds, or it looks like, gosh, so much has happened since then. How do you deal with the fastness, the, you know, the, all the things? And I'm really glad to hear you say that you still spend plenty of time on self-care and self-love, because that's sort of really, you know, who you are, and you're being an excellent role model in that regard for other people. But how, I mean, do you think it's fast, or did you, like, are you not surprised?
It's not actually as fast as you think. And I think the real key is that building all of these things around me and just growing them a little bit every day. You know, it's kind of like having 10 houseplants. Having 10 houseplants isn't really too different from having one houseplant. You just have a time of day where you water them all. And that's kind of how I feel about it. You know, when I work, I work. And then when I rest, I rest. And when I'm with my family, I'm with my family, you know. So I make time for everything.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because not everybody can balance it like that. So Veronica, I'd love for you to share a little bit about maybe some of the challenges that you found along the way. I mean, there had to have been something. Everyone's got challenges.
There have been so many, Bonnie. I have a hard time. You know, you said it before the break, and I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? And then I remembered in your little introduction, you said imposter syndrome, that holistic entrepreneurs have imposter syndrome. So I'd like to talk about that, because I did. I had some major imposter syndrome, because I didn't go to college for the same thing that I do now. So I had no credentials. When I first started doing this work, I was, I think I was 24, so I was pretty young. All my clothes were secondhand. I mean, they still are. And I had recently decided that I wasn't going to wear makeup. I'm not a very flashy kind of person. And I would still get zits, and I would turn red when I talked to people. And I felt really strange doing the things I was doing. I mean, I was trying to lead meetups and do public speaking, and I was trying to talk to people about what was happening. And at a certain point in Toronto, still living in Toronto at the time, and and Rogers TV asked me to be on like this little segment on Daytime Toronto. And I, at that point, I mean, the imposter syndrome was just so incredible. It was so overwhelming. I just couldn't handle it. I mean, I couldn't see myself on camera at that point, or hear tapes of myself, or see myself in any way. I mean, I had worked so much through my self-love and through my self-acceptance journey, and there was still so much to do, and it was just so much pressure. And the only way that I actually got up there and I did it was I realized, you know, with a little help from some friends, that it wasn't about me. You know, I was just making it all about me, and it had nothing to do with me. Like, my work has nothing to do with me. I didn't write the book for me. I didn't do all of this for me. I did it because there are other people out there who hate their bodies, who hate their minds, who hate their past, who want to kill themselves, people who have problems with their mental health, with their emotional health, who can't connect to other people, who always feel alone, who feel like books are their best friends, you know. And it wasn't for me that I was going on that TV show. It was for them. It wasn't for me that I was going up on, you know, public television, telling them not to put makeup on my eyes, telling them I used to be a drug addict. You know? That's not something you could do for yourself, because it's just obscene. So I realized that it was for them. And ever since then, this has just been unfolding for me. And that's really, you know, everything that I've done, if you see how my journey has kind of changed, it was, at first it was about, you know, me, you know, it was about me building a brand, me building a sense of trust with people. But now, you know, The Real Us is a community blog. I don't make any money on it. And if anything, I pay for the web hosting, but it's for the world, right? It's not about me. It's about people sharing their stories. And it's interesting that it benefits me just like it benefits other people, because I get to read those stories. And then I also get to, you know, it's nice to be the founder of something so inspiring, right? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how it's just an act of love for everybody. It helps me, it helps others. And these communities, there's a big community that's associated with the 30-Day Self-Love Challenge that was so successful at creating a safe space. Even when I got up over, when we just hit the 50 people mark, the energy was so high, so warm, so safe, amazing people just talking to each other. And it's interesting, because a lot of people in that group, when it first started, they were emailing me, and I was their only contact. Mm-hmm. I was giving basically, you know, free support. I never asked them for any money. I mean, some of them did become my clients, but others of them, my email inbox was just swarmed with people saying, I feel alone. I can't do it by myself. Like, please help me. I have no money, you know, and someone else might look at that as being really obnoxious, right? And for a little while, I was so overwhelmed. I mean, I was just feeling really stressed out. And then I thought, well, what if they helped each other? You know, like, I'm not, why do I have to be the one that, and again, it's that same, it's not about me, it's about everyone, it's about us. So creating that group, and I mean, there's over 100 people in the big self-love group now, and the success of that group led me to think, well, what if people find, you know, local people in their local area that they can share their journey of self-discovery, local. So now there's 15 local chapters. And at the moment, I mean, I do sometimes feel a little overwhelmed with helping facilitate all of them because I've just started them in the past few months. But in the long run, this is an act of love for the people there. You know, they benefit from it because, you know, some of them in there are still my clients, but some of them will never afford to be anybody's client, at least not right now, you know, maybe at some point when they get up off their feet, but nowhere in the near future are they going to have the money to pay a life coach. But there's another person there on Facebook, on the internet, that can say, hey, you don't have any money, I don't have any money, but we've got hearts and we feel alone, so we should be friends, you know? We should be friends because we're into self-discovery, we're into self-love, and we should do this together. And I've seen such beautiful friendships emerge there. And I've realized, you know, they don't, and I mean, they're so grateful to me, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but in a way, they don't even care about me, right? They care about the fact that I've helped them find each other. And so many of them, you know, they tell me that they're grateful for me, and I get so much support and so much gratitude. But at the same time, I'm not like this guru that's up on a stage that has all the right answers. You know, I see myself as a facilitator. You know, I do ask myself every day, and this might sound really morbid, but it's not. It's actually really inspiring. I ask myself every day, what would happen if I died, like tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Because if I die, I want my business to go on and continue to help people. And if I kept feeling like an imposter, you know, it's like imposter or guru, it's still this like selfish view of yourself, you know. If you can look at it with eyes of love and see, this is how I can help people, this is how I can serve, it's easier on everyone. And I'm still overcoming that, you know, every day.
Oh, well, I want to talk more about this. We have to take another short break, Veronica, but when we come back, I want to hear more about that, because I think it's really interesting, the transformation from what you needed to do to be able to, you know, speak in front of people and all of that was to make it about them, and it turned into something else, really. So I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Veronica Tuglavia, and we're going to be right back, everyone, after this break.
Do you struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Now you can access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use the recordings yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for family and friends. To get the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Veronica Veronica, I apologize. I can never pronounce your name correctly. Tuglavia. I've got it like spelled out for myself phonetically and everything. So I do apologize, but we were having such a great conversation right before the break. I want to go back to that if we can. You know, if you were telling us about how you were sort of suffering from the imposter syndrome, and you needed to realize that it wasn't about you, that it was about all of them. It was about everyone else that needed help that in some way that was on a journey of self-acceptance and needed to love themselves more and all of that. And when you did that, when you made that transition, it sounds like from it's not me, it's all of them, then all these other things started to happen. And these communities that you've built are self-sustaining communities, and you know they're appreciative for you and everything, but they really are self-sufficient unto themselves. And do you think that would have happened if you wouldn't have gone through that journey yourself of having to make that shift and realize that, hey, it's not me, it's not about me, it's about them?
Oh my gosh, no. I don't think I would, and I don't think that I would have ever ended up there if I hadn't put myself under that pressure.
Yeah. Right?
If I had been like, no, thank you, I won't go on TV, or if I had said, no, thank you, I won't respond to my emails, or I won't respond to my Facebook comments. I mean, the way that I ended up being so overloaded with people talking to me that forming a group for everybody to talk to each other seemed like a really good idea was because I was so responsive. I put myself under that pressure, and I said, I'm going to give 110%. But it kind of came to the point where, you know, you give 110% of what you have, and it's like not enough to go around and serve hundreds of people. And then I think that's really when the epiphany came again. And this epiphany has been coming to me again and again and again. And now I'm starting to see little moments of opportunity to share it with other people. So it's amazing that you got in contact with me and we're talking here now, because I've kept learning this lesson about how it's not about me. It's about making things in the world that really serve people and sharing that with people. And it's just, I really think that the journey had to go this way. You know, I don't look back and say, oh, I wish I hadn't thought so much about myself. You know, I think you have to go to me before you go to we, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I always say there are no accidents. You know, this is the way it was meant to unfold, you know? And I think that's just, it's a great story. And I think that's such really good advice for other holistic entrepreneurs that are out there that are struggling with things like the imposter syndrome, or who am I to do this? Who am I, you know, to really come to that realization that, hey, it's not all about me. You know, there's a bigger plan. There's a bigger purpose. There's a bigger something, but it's not just me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. So I think that's really good advice to help people over that hump, because in any situation, I don't think it's ever about the person, even if they're a guru or something. You know, it's not about them. So I think that's a fabulous lesson to be able to share with our listeners, you know, your experience and how that can be translated into so many other people's journeys. Mm. So, you know, I'm sure that you had tons of, you know, lessons along the way. I mean, we've talked about a bunch of them already, but are there things that you think would be really helpful, other things that we've not already talked about, that would be really helpful for other people who are on this journey, this path of being a holistic minded entrepreneur, you know, doing business for yourself, but coming from that heart-centered place? Because not all entrepreneurs are like that. You know, there's people who do other things. So I'm really focusing on the group that, you know, is meant to serve, is meant to help other people. And I always want to, on these shows, offer some ahas or some advice, some insights from other people who have been on the journey, like yourself. So what would you like to share with our community?
Well, you know, I think it's so connected to what we've been talking about, but something that comes to mind is how feeling like an imposter makes things really complicated, and it makes you feel like things are really complicated. And if you feel like things are really complicated and you feel this ineptitude coming from within you, thinking, I don't have the right skills, I don't have the right qualifications, I'm not the right age, I'm not the right race, I'm not the right gender, I don't live in the right part of the world, I don't speak the right language. You know, if you feel like that about yourself, and these are all mental limitations, right? These are all conceptions that you have of yourself. That makes you really vulnerable to being taken advantage of. And when I look at sort of my business spreadsheet, because there's like a spreadsheet of how money's been flowing in and out, then I've noticed that I spend much less now. And I think a lot of the spending when I first started doing this work was completely 100% out of fear. It was completely out of fear. It was out of searching on Google for something, you know, how do I get my book in front of people, right? And then you end up on this website and they say you can't get your book in front of people unless you hire a press release company and they write you a professional press release and then da 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 and they put all this stuff there. And I would just be in shambles. And it would take until my partner would come home and I would tell him how I was feeling, and then he would ask, well, where'd you find this article? And I said, I don't know, but I need a press release company, you know. And he would tell me, he's like, go into your history and see where you read the article. And I couldn't understand why he was saying this to me, right? So I go into my history and I go and I see it's a press release company that sells press releases. And he kept telling me that you know, if you keep doubting yourself like this, people are going to take advantage of you. So I think it's making sure that you use what you've got and that you stop trying to be something else. You stop thinking, I've got to be this way, I don't have enough of this. It'll really not only save you worry and money, it'll really put you in touch with the people that you want to be in touch with, because they don't care whether you've got the qualifications or if you've got the right suit, right? They just care about what you can do for them. And that's right. The important part.
Did you find in your journey that it took, you know, the time to do maybe some inner work to just, because we all have the answers anyway. I mean, yes, you can take a class to learn how to do something, but we all have those answers inside intuitively. And for me, I take some time and do some reflection and meditation and inner work. Did you find something like that helpful for you? Or how did you get over that shiny object syndrome in the beginning?
Well, you know, I actually realized that because what led me to having a mental breakdown in the first place was that I had an extremely critical relationship with my body. And that's why I don't wear makeup. And I work out, but I don't work out to keep off the weight. You know, I work out because it's my relationship with my body. I have a really healthy relationship with my body now. And I realized that I was actually doing the same thing about my capacity as a life coach, as an author. I was trying to make myself into something, someone, but I already was someone. Mm-hmm. It's like I was trying to do all these things to fix my body and become this image of what I thought I needed to be. And I just realized I was doing the same thing to my business. And I also started realizing that I was trying to look for these tactics, you know, I was trying to look for the perfect tactic to share with people. And I think that's what you do when you feel, especially as a life coach, when you don't feel like you're a good enough life coach, you try to find the perfect three-step process or the perfect five-step this or that, or try this meditation, try this book, all of this, you know, you think of the tactics. But what I realized I already could do was exactly what I work on doing with myself. It's notice, you know, it's become aware of what's there, notice it, accept it, and have this relationship of nourishing the things that are there that you can change, right, that you can grow, and just accepting the things that you can't. And I realized that, you know, like with all my clients and, you know, whether or not they become my one-on-one clients or not, even if we just email people in the community, those are all relationships that I'm building with people. And I know how to have relationships, right? And that's what it was all about. What I can offer people is my love, is my attention, is looking at them. You know, I just realized that with my first few clients, even when I was on Skype, like I would check myself out, like in the bottom right corner to see if I looked okay. And I just started being like, why does it matter? You know, it's not about me, it's about them. It's about this person in front of me who's telling me their story. Like, they don't care what I look like, they don't care about my qualifications, and I just put it all on them and recognize them there. And, you know, you could call that a really spiritual moment, actually, because you're just there, you're really present with what is, you know, and it's like watching a sunset. You're not trying to alter it, you're just trying to appreciate it for what it is. So I think the secret really is self-awareness and self-acceptance and continuing to do that and realizing that tactics, I mean, I've done different kinds of meditation, I've done all sorts of yoga and cardio, and sometimes I jog, and sometimes I jump up and down, and sometimes I'll read a book or, you know, watch a movie, sometimes I'll write poetry, and it's always going to be different, always. Like, it's like having a favorite song, you know? It's not like my favorite song today is going to be my favorite song next year, or it was the same favorite song that I had last year. It's just about listening to music, and that's what it is to run a business. That is what it is like to have a relationship with myself, with other people. It's just about committing to showing up to whatever's there and accepting it and seeing these opportunities to nourish other people, seeing these opportunities to give people encouragement, give people love, give yourself encouragement, give yourself love, right? And to just forget about finding the right answers, you know, to just live a life of questions, important questions, like, what can I offer this person? What can I do for them? What can I do for myself? Do I feel stressed out? Do I need to take a break? What can I do today? What would be really cool? You know, and to just live in the eternal question, because the answers are really going to be different every single time that you ask them. And there's no end to the journey. We got to just keep going, right? Keep learning.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Such great wisdom and insight and advice tonight that you shared. You know, Veronica, I know people are going to want more of you. So tell us how people can, you know, connect with you and how they can get your book and some of the stuff you're doing on Facebook. Share, you know, that with people so that after the show tonight, they can find you.
Okay, well, my website is actually veronica.org because my last name is not in it for obvious reasons. So that's spelled V-I-R-O-N-I-K-A.org. I also have a book. It's called The Love Mindset. You could just Google that. I mean, it's on Amazon. It's everywhere. You could just go to thelovemindset.com as well. I would just suggest that you poke around my website. If you do want to join a local tribe, there's a little tab there that says Find Your Tribe. If you want to join the Self-Love Challenge I was just talking about earlier, it's a really fun video program, and that comes with an even bigger tribe, and it's pay what you can, so it's really accessible. That's I think that's actually in the products and services section of my website. So you just go to veronica.org, V-I-R-O-N-I-K-A.org, and you'll find it there. And, yeah, just poke around there, see what you like. I mean, I've got a lot of writing on there, so there's a little welcome page. So.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot of stuff. Yeah, oh, you have a lot of stuff in videos and all kinds of things. So, Veronica, I want to just take a moment to thank you so much for taking time and sharing all of your insights and wisdom that you've gained along this journey and along this path with all of our listeners and with me. So thank you so much for taking time tonight. I truly do appreciate it. I know you're a busy person.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, as we say goodnight to Veronica, you all know how to reach her. And it's a good thing that she's only using her first name on her website, veronica.org. That's easy to find. Now, you know, my success secret for you for this week is kind of goes back to what we started talking about in the very beginning of the show, because I do still think, this is my belief, that at the core of everything, even many of the things that Veronica and I talked about tonight, is loving yourself. You know, when you get to that point where you realize it's not about me, it doesn't have to be about me, that's really self-acceptance. It's accepting that You don't have to do everything. You don't have to be a guru or whatever. You know, it isn't about you anyway. So I still think that loving yourself is core to everything. So you might want to just try this little, you know, exercise. I know I do this from time to time. You know, when you're brushing your teeth or whatever in the morning, how often do we even look at ourselves in the mirror? Probably not too often. Maybe your eyes are half closed yet or whatever. But I would encourage you to just look at yourself in the mirror. But I mean, really look at yourself eye to eye and find the things, because I know there's more than one, that you love about yourself as you're looking at yourself. So that's sort of the physical appearance, the external part of you. You know, your eyes, your smile, your hair. You know, but just the way you are, not like after makeup's on and all that sort of stuff. So take time somewhere in this next week to notice what it is that you really love about yourself. And as far as the internal piece, think about what you really love about you, about your soul, about the real you. You know, that maybe it's your compassion for people. Maybe it's your gratitude that you have for everything around you. But there's something. I know there's probably many things. Begin loving more and more of yourself. We really do need to be our own best friends. Now, I have another great guest lined up for next week on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be another awesome show. I can't wait to talk with you all again and share some great insights to help you along your holistic entrepreneur journey to make it a bit easier. There is so much that we can learn from others who have been on the path, maybe others who have gone before us. So I want to thank everyone for listening tonight because I know everyone is busy. Life is busy. So I want to make sure that these shows are valuable to you and a great use of your time. If there's something that you want to hear about on the show or a guest that you'd like me to get on the show, please send me a message at bonniegressel.com, or you can connect with me on the Facebook page as well, which is the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. Just, you know, like the page and you can send me a message on Facebook. So if you'd like me to check out, you know, particular topics or have a question or something that you're struggling with, please feel free to share that. And don't forget to check out my website for some of the free stuff and the free strategy session if you're interested in those things. And I would really encourage you to share this resource, this show, with others. Because the more people who can benefit, the better we're making the world, right? So thank you so much for joining me tonight. And come back next week because I'm going to have another great guest on The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel. And until then, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.